so I'm running a little bit late to work, and I figured why not record. Also, one of my teeth, is, like, really bothering me, and so, did you hear that lovely honking? Aren't we so nice here? It was so funny, I was on, TeamSpeak, and, we were talking about, like, big cities and stuff like that, and I was like, if you don't like traffic, never come to Houston, because it fucking sucks, and everybody agreed. What was I saying? Yeah, so a tooth is bothering me, very much so, and I don't know why, so I might have to make an appointment with my dentist. It's irritating, because I brush and floss my teeth religiously, and it's actually really interesting because I have very sensitive gums, and so my gums bleed, like, every time I brush my teeth. I don't know why. My dentist just says that it happens, basically. Like, they don't look inflamed, or, you know, I don't have any, like, gingivitis or whatever. Well, I guess I would have to, in a sense, because gingivitis stands for inflammation of the gums, but, well, then I just said it doesn't look inflamed. I'm contradicting myself. Anyways, there are too many fucking accidents. I see another police officer. Shit, what the hell? Maybe it was the supermoon last night, I'm not quite sure. Which I didn't get to see until this morning on my way to work. Which at that point, it didn't look that big. It just looked like a regular moon, to be honest. Because it was raining. In fact, it is still soaking wet. Like, it rained for so long. The sun is just now shining. And the ground is still absolutely soaking wet. Oh yeah, there's a car sitting down here. What the heck? Sorry, I just went over railroad tracks. That's what that sound was. Where is this? Oh, this is a fire truck. Never mind. Not a car accident. But, you know, he's going to wherever, whatever is. Whatever the emergency is. Anyways, and it's, like, misting right now. Or is that the car in front of me that's doing that? I don't know. I hate when you're driving behind people and you can't tell if it's, like, starting to try to rain again or if it's, like, you know, just from their tires, like, people driving in front of you. No, it's definitely starting to rain again. The heck is this, guys? I don't like the rain. I don't like the rain at all on this truck. Oh, I swear, it's Toyota's. It's following me too closely. It's making me real nervous. Real nervous. Needs to back off just a bit. Just a bit. But the interesting part is that the tooth that is hurting me, I've had a root canal in. Or I've had a root, goodness, a root canal done on it. So I'm not quite sure why it's bothering me. But if I remember correctly, this is the one that I had to take antibiotics twice for it. And I still don't understand why it's still bothering me. That kind of worries me. Like I was saying, I brush and floss my teeth religiously. I've always had I just have bad teeth. They don't look bad if you look at them. You can't tell unless you're a dentist and, you know, then, like, we take x-rays or whatever. My teeth look nice and pretty. Like, I have braces done and everything. And they're pretty white. Except I don't like, it's just cosmetic, but the shape of my teeth, I guess, I know that sounds weird, they're normal shaped, but I just don't, I feel like other people have prettier teeth. It's complicated. I'm not going to show you all my teeth, though, so, well, I have a smile, I have pictures, you know, posted of me smiling and stuff. I don't think I show my teeth in them, though. I don't know, that's weird. I feel like it's weird that I'm talking about teeth so much. I don't know if that's somebody's kink or something, I don't know. If it is, okay, not to kink shame, but I don't understand everything, which again, it's not my place, just like some people might not understand my kinks, but that's okay. Anyways, but yeah, so the tooth that's bothering me, I've had a root canal done in a while ago. Oh, so So I guess let me tell you my story of, so my, we used to live in Austin. Was it Austin? I think so. Way back when I was like way little. And my mom's dentist said, oh, don't, God, I don't know. Sorry, I'm dealing with stuff. And I've been upset lately because of family drama. So my eyes are bothering me too, and stuff's getting in my throat. Because I was crying earlier, but we're not going to talk about that. Because I just, you know, unfortunately, death happens. You can't control it. Anyways. Yeah, they were like, oh, just bring her when she's 5. My mom was like, okay. And then we moved to Houston. And then my mom took me to a dentist when I was 5. And I had, like, a bajillion cavities. I literally had 8 silver teeth, silver caps on my teeth when I was little. Like, in elementary school, I remember. I got so many cavities. And then even, like, I'm 20 now, and I still get cavities. And like I said, I brush my teeth all the time. Like, I literally brush my teeth sometimes 3 times a day or more after I eat food. Brush them when I wake up, before I go to bed, and sometimes after meals. Or, like, if I'm going to work, I'll brush them again before I go to work. Like, I don't know. I'm weird. I brush my teeth, like, all the time. And I floss every morning and every night. It's not a question. So, yeah. I don't know what the dealio is. But yeah, I still get cavities, and it's really annoying. And I've had 2 root canals done in total. One on the tooth that's bothering me, and then on another molar. I don't get it. And then I still have, like, a permanent bottom retainer on the back of my bottom teeth. Just the front teeth. From, like, when I had braces. I lost my top retainer, so I have a slight, ever so slight, gap in between my, oh, fuck, it's too wet, sorry, I wasn't barely accelerating too, you know, that's what happens when you drive a lightweight truck. Anyways, oh, I have a slight gap in between my 2 front teeth, because I lost my retainer and don't know what I did with it. Cannot find it to save the life of me. But my teeth don't bother me that much. And I just, it's going to sound weird. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it. Never mind. Anyways, I can close it. I have, it's, let's just say it's kind of like another retainer, I guess. I can use instead. But it's not an actual retainer. Like, mold into the shape of my teeth. My tooth story. Oh, and I always had problems with my molars when I was a kid, like losing them. So I never got taken to a dentist to get my teeth pulled. Like my dad or my grandfather would just pull out my molars if they were loose, which is hella painful and traumatizing. Do not recommend. But the problem was, is my teeth would be so loose for so long that it would get annoying, and so they just pull them out. But the reason why they would still be in there is because they would still have, like, a full root, you know, anchored in. It was very, ugh. But yeah, so that's, sorry if y'all don't like talking about gross stuff. But, yep. Other than that, but like I said, my teeth look nice, so unless you're a dentist, maybe then you'd have to, like look in my mouth and my teeth. You can't tell. Oh, the funny part is, though, because I've had so much dental work done, like I said, get cavities almost, and I get my teeth professionally cleaned every 6 months, and there's only been twice where they didn't find cavities. It's ridiculous. But what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, yeah, I get dental work done so often. I just go to sleep at the dentist's office. My new dentist we've been going to for a couple of years now, I think. Time flies, I forget. I think a couple of years. And so, the dentist himself, the dentist herself knows I will go to sleep. I plug in my earphones and they lean me back in the chair and I close my eyes and go to sleep. To the point of where technicians who don't know me, like, you know, they rotate through technicians, or there's also a dental school that comes sometimes. They actually watched them do one of my root canals. Was like, what the heck, because I literally fell asleep one time. I don't remember what they were doing, but yeah, I will legit fall asleep, but it kind of freaks them out. Well, that, and then they also have those, like, I don't know if y'all have had to deal with it at the dentist, but they also and they also have those things now that, like, hold your mouth open for you, so you don't have to, like, which is nice for me, because, oh, that's what I rambled about. I had recorded a ramble, but then I forgot what it was, and I didn't feel like wanting to listen to it, so I just deleted it. But I rambled about my jaw, because I think it's more my tooth that's bothering me and less my jaw. But I bought a bunch of stuff to make smoothies anyways, because you can dig either, it's in my archive, which would be easier, or if you feel like being stalkerish, you can just dig through my post history and find way back in, good old February, January, I don't know, whichever, I recorded a ramble about my, temporomandibular disorder, because I have TMJ issues. Shit, bitch, can you not pull out in front of me like that? God damn it. Why do people do that? Oh. Sorry, that lady just, so close. Was super close to sideswiping me. That was, you know, driving in good old H-Town. That's what you deal with all the fucking time. Oh, look, construction! No surprise. Ugh, it's so frustrating. And it's annoying because I live where, like, I still have to drive everywhere. Like, if anything, I wish I could live in the city, and I could just take public transport. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about driving and dealing with all this shit. Oh, fuck. Okay. Really? Are y'all gonna do that to me? Can y'all not? Thank you. Anyways. But yeah, I'd rather live more in the city and just take public transport everywhere or walk everywhere than all of this fucking driving. It's irritating. Because then you have to, like, make sure, oh, is this road closed again? Oh, do I have to take a detour here? Blah, 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 blah. It's just, it's a mess and it's annoying and you have to deal with car accidents. Whereas, like, if I just take the public transport, I can just pop in my earphones, you know, make sure I get to my bus stop on time or whatever and not have to worry about it as much. Very frustrating. I mean, it'd still be nice to have a car. Like, I know people who live in the city who don't even have a driver's license, because they never learned how to drive because they live in the city and they don't really plan on moving out. I feel like, you should still have, I guess not have a car, but you should still know, I feel like it's nice if you still have a car because then you can still drive somewhere if you need to. Or, like, drive out of the city. You don't have to worry about, like, renting or some shit like that. But at the same time, then you're making, like, car payments and paying for insurance on something you're not driving, so I don't know. It really just depends on the person, I guess. But yeah, so anyways, they don't have a driver's license and they don't know how to drive at all, and I'm just kind of like, what happens in case of emergency or whatever? Because, like, they have family they live with that have a car, so I'm like, if you had to, you could drive it if you knew how to drive, but you don't even know how to drive. Which I will totally admit, learning how to drive is terrifying, especially because my dad is obsessed with his cars, and so, the brakes too hard. I would get yelled at. So I cried many, many a times learning how to drive. It was terrifying, to say the least. And now I'm just kind of like, whatever. And I've been in car accidents, so I'm even more whatever, because I'm like, been there, done that. Just kidding. I still get, like, really freaking nervous and shit when stuff happens. It's actually getting kind of hot. What the heck is this? I turned on my heater earlier because it was cold this morning when I had to go to job number one, but now it's almost 9 o'clock and I'm on my way to job number two, and I might actually not be that late. That's good. I texted my boss, well, boss lady, whatever, the lady I'm a nanny for, and told her, hey, car accident, might be late, just letting you know. Because I'd rather tell someone I might be late than be late and not give them any warning. You know? There's also a yellow Camaro in front of me, and it's making me think of Bumblebee, which is then making me think of my turtle, because my turtle's name is Megatron. But it was just yellow, it didn't have the black stripes. Oh well. Oh well. My friend was making fun of me because I was finding, like, not any excuse, but I definitely did talk about my turtle on TeamSpeak and shared pictures, because I was like, guys, he's so cute, look at him. I can't help it sometimes, you know. I just love him so much. It was actually super cute yesterday. I was letting him walk around on my bed, and he, like, wouldn't stop digging around, and then, I don't know, I guess he just got tired, because he just crawled under the covers and went to sleep. I was like, okay. But other than that, he keeps walking around and keeps wanting to walk off my bed. It's so frustrating. I've let him fall off my bed sometimes, because I have carpet, and he's a sturdy little turtle, so. Oh my gosh, there's a pharmacy, and I don't know, it has a name. That starts with an S-E, and I don't know what it said, but I thought it said sex pharmacy, and I was like, what the heck? What? But it's not a sex pharmacy. Although that would be really funny, but I don't know. I don't think you could do that. I feel like you still have to get prescriptions from it. Or you just buy the, like, porno meds? Like, are those real? Do those really work? Like, you know when you're watching porn and there's, like, advertisements on the side and it's, like, blah, 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 Viagra or blah, blah, blah? Like the ones that are supposed to make your dick bigger. Like, does that even work? Is that real? Like, I know they have pictures, but I feel like it's not the same person. You know what I mean? I'm like, is that a real thing? Is it really, though? I don't understand. I don't know. Couldn't tell ya. Wow, I feel like that person is parked closer than usual. I also feel like my air conditioning is making a slight noise that it normally does not make. I wonder if that means I need a more coolant. Squirrel, can I not run over you? Please, I don't want to kill you. It's like a young squirrel. A juvenile, if you want to be fancy. I don't know. Do they call squirrels juveniles? They call turtles juveniles. And I don't know why, but juvenile always makes me think of, like, delinquents. You know what I mean? Because I always think of, like, the juvenile detention center. Which I did not go to. Okay, I'm not bad, but I had plenty of friends who did, because I was friends with everyone, even the cool kids. So, that's another story for another time. Anyway, I'm finally at work, and I'm actually on time. So, I'm going to hurry up and get inside. Thank you so much for listening.